You here?
Yeah. Hey, did you drop your phone?
Sorry, I lost you there. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard like a thump, and then I heard the line cut out. And I was like, oh, he probably dropped his phone right now. No worries. Okay, so what I have here is I got the 20-mile radius from the 51104. I got you on gutter cleaning. I get you on staining, fence staining, windows, and then you're doing commercial and residential, which is good. What's your hours of operation? Is it still going to be the 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday?
No. So Monday through Friday is 4 to 10:30, and then Saturday to Sunday is 8 to 8.
4 to 10:30. Okay. And that's Monday through Friday. And then Saturday through Sunday is 8 to 8?
Yep.
8 to 8. Okay, perfect. And then I am going to set up an onboarding call for you. This is for my tech team to reach out to you. They're going to be working with you hand-in-hand in this to make sure they're going to verify everything is correct. So I was raised by a blue-collar worker, my dad. He always said, measure twice, cut once. So that's what we do here is we just verify twice and then we publish once, right? We want to make sure it's smooth sailing for you. For that, I'd like to have that done within 24 hours because you guys are paying for the service right off the bat. I don't like my clients to wait. Is tomorrow a good time for you? Maybe like in the morning time where they can reach out to you and make sure everything is verified correctly that I'm going to send over to them? Or what's your
I get done with class at 2.
Okay. At 2 p.m., which is, okay. Well, they'll be on lunch at 2. Can we do it at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, I'll have them reach out then. And then for the listing here, let me see if I got everything for you correct. Okay, perfect. All right. And then for the listing here, how would you like to secure it, Tyler? Is it going to be with a business credit card? Or is it going to be with a debit card?
Debit card.
Okay, give me one second. Just want to make sure everything's good here for you as well. Okay, perfect. Okay. Got it. And then for the debit card itself, is it just have your first and last name on there?
Yep.
Is there a middle initial, or do you not have one?
Yep, D.
B as in boy?
D as in dog.
Oh, D as in dog. Okay, gotcha. And then the billing address is still the 508 Huntington Court?
Yep.
Okay. And then the card itself, is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
4342-5690.
Mm-hmm.
1455-8103.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the expiration date?
1227.
And then the security code?
187.
Okay. Now, before I do the transaction here, I am going to walk you through a security question. This is going to be an added form of protection for you, Tyler. We want to make sure we're only talking to you on this account. We never share or sell any of your information. Do you want to add anybody to this account, or are we only just going to be talking to you?
I have a marketing team that I'm working with currently, so probably getting them on that would probably be something to look into.
Okay, marketing team is like another company?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are they doing for you?
just helping me get my name out and get more outreach and whatnot.
I know, are they like doing like the Google Business Profile for you, or is they doing like the Facebook?
Yeah.
So they're just doing
Google
the
Business
Google
Profile.
Okay. Well, I don't. So how Google works is we can't have two people in the same deal there. So you would have to have one or the other company there. If you want us to do it, we would have to take over that for you. And then we could do the Facebook retargeting.
Do what exactly?
The Google programming for the SEO services. Are they just doing that, or are they doing for your website? Because there's two different.
I think they're just doing that.
The website?
No, the SEO, I think.
Yeah, so there's the SEO through the website, and then there's the SEO through the Google. Do you know which one they're doing for? Did they build your website?
I can't say I do. No, no.
Okay, so they're probably just doing
my own website.
Okay, gotcha. So they are just doing through the Google. Yeah, you'd only be able to work with one. Reason being is because if you have too many people in the account, Google's going to flag it, and I don't want that to happen to you, especially with everything that's gone on with the Facebook. You don't need that either. So is that something that you want to make the switch over to us, for us to handle everything for you and build in the Facebook as well?
Yeah, probably. Fair to build Facebook. I don't even want to deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, for the security question here, then, it's verified for you only. So then that way, like I said, we're going to call you. We're going to ask you. So that way we're only talking to you. And then you always know that you're only talking to us. I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. All right. And what's this city?
Sioux City.
Sioux City. How do you spell that?
Sioux City.
City. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second, because they don't let me see what I'm typing, so I have to make sure I type it correctly. And no spaces either. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then I am going to walk you through a security voice verification. So this is going to be another added protection for you as well. Okay. This is going to have the pricing in there. So like I said, if inflation goes up, when you become an established business credit, established business, you're not going to ever have that fluctuation in pricing. It's always going to sit at the $249 for you as well, month to month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't understand anything, you could just say like, hey, what do you mean by that? And then I can just rephrase it for you. I know some of the questions, they do get a little weird, but I do just have to ask them. So this will be sent over to you when I'm done in writing to your email that we have on file, okay?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pressure Pro Wash.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Schenkelberg, owner.
Perfect. And then, Tyler, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yep.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. Tyler, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local/ and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Can you, like, define Local/? Like, what entirely is that?
Yeah, that's our company here. That's our Google, that's our company. We're the Google Premier Channel partner is Local Splash.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. I do have the customer service number. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
Just email.
Okay. That's fine. We'll do. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Say that one again.
Yeah. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about the other company, so it's not a secret. So I just have to ask it. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is April 17th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Tyler, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email that number over to you. To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to send you over a couple of welcome text messages. I'm also going to set up that onboarding call for you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Time, and that's going to be with my tech team. I'm going to send that to you via Google Calendar. So that's going to come from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com. Okay, CI. Give me one sec. I'm going to do this. So I did, everything did go through on my end. So you're all set there. I do want to formally welcome you, Tyler. We are like a family here. So if you need any help with changing anything, if you like move addresses or anything like that, please feel free to let us know. If you want to.
Oh, nothing.
Let us know. And then that way we could always make those changes. So you're always populating in the right areas that you're looking to target. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Did you receive a text message from us? I don't mean to bombard you, but you will receive like one or three text messages right now.
Yep.
Okay. One of them says, Tyler, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there's a link right there. That's going to be the terms and conditions link that I just read off to you. Click that. There's going to be two boxes on the bottom. One's going to say SMSs. So if you don't answer, we will send you a text message just to let you know we called. The other one's saying you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign your first name, your middle initial, your last name, and then you're going to hit confirm, and it's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when you get there. So that login page, just let me know when you're there so I can walk you through that.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so that login page, you should have the credentials that comes in through your email. If not, what's going to happen is my tech team is actually going to build that out for you, and tomorrow on your onboarding calls, they'll give you that login information for your username and password, so then that way you can start to log in and see everything that's going to be going on with the metrics and all that stuff, okay? So don't try to put anything in right now. If they did send that over to you in your email, then you can put, I think it might be like your phone number with something else. So check that. If you don't have it, like I said, they will give that to you on the onboarding call tomorrow at 3 p.m. Okay, Tyler?
Yep, I just got it all set up.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. So you're all set there. I'm going to get working on your account here, so that way when we call you tomorrow, we'll be ready to rock and roll with you. In the meantime, if you would like to terminate the with the other company that you're with, that's totally fine too. You can do that at that time. That way we can start to get working with you right away on getting you to the first pages in the local areas, okay?
What do you mean by terminate?
Because you can only have one in the account, like I said. So like you said, you would want us to do everything for you at that time. So if you want to let them know that you won't be needing their service because you just had us do it, then you can do that.
Oh, my. I didn't know. Fuck. I thought you guys just, like, helped out with the outreach of it, like the zip codes, and then just the could make another Google site or Facebook site for me.
So we can do the Facebook site. That's not a problem. But we do the programming for the Google Business Profile. So, like I said, we make
team, the marketing team that I just hired, I would have to end things?
Yeah, typically that's how it works because it can't be two in the account. So think of it like two contractors working together on building a house. Typically that doesn't go well. So that's why Google doesn't allow that, because they want to make sure that you as the customer that's putting on that first page doesn't hurt. So if we go in and we make some changes to push you to where you want to be pushed to, and then they come in, they're like, oh, we didn't do that, and then they take that out, it's just going to, you're just going to be like a merry-go-round. You're just going to go around in circles. So that's why they do that.
Oh, I didn't quite realize that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you in like a contract with them or something? Or?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay. And did you just start that contract or?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm
well, let me see.
Waiting on input from them to see how this goes. To then, I thought this was kind of just like an add-on. Like I could just fucking dump all this money with the other marketing team that I had.
Gotcha. Okay. And they're just doing the Google Business Profile, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me get with my manager here. What I'll do is I'll take the Google Business Profile off itself. So we'll still help you with the Facebook ads because obviously they're not doing that. And we can just add that on and then we'll go from there, okay? So I'll give you a call right now in about, let's say, an hour. I'm still going to set the onboarding call for you tomorrow, but what I'll do is I'm going to get with my manager here, let him know what's going on, and then fix this pricing structure as well for you so that way you're not going to have to pay the $249 month to month, okay?
Okay, yeah, okay. That
yeah,
because
you can't have two in the account, so it won't happen. And even if you're in a contract, we can't do it. So
and
we
I can't
be able
just throw this money away, so I can't.
I don't think anybody could just throw money away. It doesn't matter how rich you are.
Super sorry about that. I didn't totally understand that.
It's all good. So what we're going to do, we'll still be able to work together. That's not a problem. But like I said, we're going to be able to just, we'll just work with you on the Facebook side to help you out there. And then we'll be able to just do that while that marketing company can work on your Google side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So say I did do the Facebook thing. We do it for about 2 years and then I go, all right, I think I'm good with this. And I want to stop doing it. You guys just completely take the Facebook page away?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's your Facebook page. We build it for you. You actually keep it. We just stop their ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll give you a call in about an hour, hour and a half here. Let me get with my manager and fix this all here for you. And then we'll be able to give you what we need back. So that way we could just run the Facebook for you. Okay.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, Tyler, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Perfect. Appreciate it.
Okay. No
talk
problem.
To you a bit.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.